Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service. Morrison County Farmers Union President Brenda Rudolph joins us as she led a delegation from her county to St. Paul on Tuesday.
Yes, we did. I had six teenage boys they wanted to go with, and so we headed down to the cities. So my son Everett he goes to school in Little Falls, and then three students from Swanville, and then one student from Upsala. And so we all, and there were some other kids I wanted to go with, but I didn't have any more room in the suburban. Otherwise, I would have took them with. But yeah, it was a good day.
So what was kind of the, I guess, background and why they wanted to attend? Have you told stories and they wanted to find out for themselves, or did they have topics that they wanted to bring up, or what was that all about?
Well, I really don't. So, like, Everett has lobbied with me in various capacities since he was probably about in the second grade. Everett has always gone with me. And then, and Everett actually has gone to D.C. with me, too, one time. And so then I was looking, I'm the Morrison County president currently now, so I was looking at our membership list, and then I had noticed that one of our members, their grandpa is a member, and I know some of the students, and so then I had asked them if they wanted to come with, and they were like, yep, we'll go with and stuff. And so then a friend of Everett's, then he wanted to go with. And then on Saturday, a couple days before we left, then another kid found out that we were going, and then he wanted, you know, asked if he could come with and stuff like that. And so then and there was room for him, and so then I, you know, I got him registered and stuff like that. So then we went.
Well, good deal. What was the day like? I know that not all the legislative leaders were there, but what were some of the highlights for you, and maybe some of the highlights that you heard from the kids too?
So, like, for me, the highlight was, you know, so I always show up, right? And so, and I always have, you know, my community and my farm and, you know, my family is always, like, pretty prevalent and, you know, and the issues and stuff like that for the area that we live in. And where this time it was, to actually, they guided. I gave the space to the boys that, you know, that what was important to them, and that, like, the things in the policy. I've always said that policy that we make today is going to affect our future farmers, whether they are coming from a family farm or they're wanting to farm, and so that we need to be very intentional with the policy that we're creating. And to actually have them there, and that they all have an interest in farming, and they all have very different backgrounds, and, you know, that they all value each other too, and that they respect each other, and to actually see that united force that they were able to bring, that for me was huge. And, you know, they didn't know essentially really what they were getting into, because this was the first time that they've ever probably, you know, been to the Capitol and stuff. And I told them on the way down there, I said, you know, when we're here, we're representing first ourselves, then our farms, and then our communities, and in that order, because we have to do what's important for us first, right? And so that to watch them and be, like, amazing leaders that they're just amazing. I can't stress enough of how well that they did down there. And you know, me and Everett, we kind of talked about on the way down there, the night before, because there's a lot of walking. You know, we walked over 8,000 steps in a really short amount of time. And, you know, we're like, oh, we're kind of joking, like, okay, who's going to be the first one that's going to complain about the walking, just because it's a lot. And not a single one of them complained about the walking. So for me, that was pretty good, because that's usually what, you know, the first thing that people complain about is, because it is, you're going from this building, and then you got to run over to this one, and then you got to come back over here, and, you know, and granted, you get to go through the tunnels and stuff, so you're not outside, but yeah, it was a really good day.
You know, Brenda, too, I talked to Carol earlier in the week, too, for first-timers or people new to the whole process or day on the Hill or lobby day, it's, you try and have to tell them, I mean, I know a lot of people go down and they want an answer or they want a resolution to their issue. But I look at a day like that as you're planting the seed. And then every time you visit thereafter, you're putting water on that seed. And I hope, you know, people for the first time understand that.
Right. And the thing, too, is that where if an issue does come up then in your area, you're a resource then. And so then they're like, hey, I wonder what really is happening, you know, in that community of what really it is. And the other part, too, is that I think, like, sometimes I think it's important for us to show up because to really understand the process of it and how it actually really works, right? And, you know, when we're in our house or on our farm, we kind of get, like in a silo, right? Like, we only think of our own problems and stuff. And I told the kids, too, when we were down there, I said, I want you to pay attention to all the other groups that are lobbying, too. Like, it's not just here down here either. And that, you know, and I've stressed with my kids, and then also I told the boys, too, that where, you know, if we want urban to care about rural, we need to show up in urban places. And the same goes the other way. And where it's important for us to show up, and that it's important for us to show that, you know, the great things that are happening in Morrison County and, you know, in the other areas and stuff, too. And, I mean, it was a really good learning experience for them, too, of that, you know, this is our senator, this is our representative. And, you know, and then when we went, you know, to the Capitol and stuff, and, you know, I showed them, you know, where the House meets and where the Senate meets. And, you know, and that some of them were shocked that you can actually go and watch when they're in session. Yeah. They didn't realize that you could do that. I said, yes, you can. Like, you know, and stuff. So that was, you know, just the, like, it's open to the public, you know, and how it all works.
Or, you know, you can actually set up a meeting. You can meet face to face and go to their office. You know, if you just follow the right steps, I mean, that's all accessible. I think a lot of people just think, well, I can't go there. That's not for me. So it's good to draw the two together, I think, like you did.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and it is intimidating. I mean, it definitely is, because it's like, you know, where it's like, how does this really work? And, like, you know, where, but they do live in our community. Like, we've elected them. Like, and so they're part of our community. Yes, we're meeting them down there, but yet they're part of our community. And so it shouldn't be an intimidating, you know, experience. And the other part, too, is what I really value with Farmer Union is that the diverse group of farmers that there are, where, you know, there are urban farmers, there are dairy farmers, there are small farms, direct farm, you know, direct market farms, there are people that have opened up processing plants, there, you know, just the wide range of farming. And I think that experience in itself, you know, for the kids too, was that there's more than one way to farm. And so where that they're not thinking that this is the only way to do it, you know, and stuff, and that it gives them a better perspective of stuff. And where, so Jane was with us, and she's, you know, originally from Kenya, and she produces specialty crops for her community. And so they got to talk with Jane a little bit and stuff, too, and they actually want to go visit her farm. And so where I think that in itself is the value, too, that what they get by going there is that you really get a better perspective of the agriculture in Minnesota as a whole.
So, I mean, you got a bunch of teenage boys. There had to be one or two funny comments or instances during the day. Come on, Brenda.
Well, not suited for radio.
Go figure, right?
I mean, there was one that kept asking me, like, have we been good? Have we been good? And I said, the day is not over yet. The people that they got to talk to, too, and I know it's just part of the world, you know, that I don't think they quite realized that, you know, the people that they were talking to, not just our representatives in Congress, but, like, you know, Minnesota Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson, and, you know, that I don't know if they really realized the impact that they've been making at a very high level within the state. And I know my kids don't realize it because they've just been part of my world forever, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff, and where, and, you know, we talk about that, they're not going to realize it till they're in their 30s, right? And so, but that's okay. They, you know, and that's just part of being young, but, you know, but they totally embrace the experience. They asked if they can come back again. Like, they wanted to come back next week. They want to go again. Like, you know, so they, like, that was surprising to me that they really embraced the entire experience. and that they want to go back again. And, you know, so then we were kind of joking. I was talking with Stu about, like, you know, can I get a van or something? Because I can fill a van up. but it was a really good experience for them.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. Your report brought to you each and every week by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. Morrison County for Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joel Gill.